Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Some people claim to know things they could only perceive through a sixth sense. But as Pierce Howe, senior lecturer in psychological sciences at the University of Melbourne, reveals, our five senses often tell us more than we realize.
A student approached me claiming to have an ability that she described as a sixth sense. She claimed to be able to sense things about people that she could not see. She gave an example of meeting an acquaintance and sensing that he had been in a car accident, even though she could not see any visible signs of the accident. Our study attempted to duplicate this phenomenon in a controlled setting. Study participants were shown two photographs of the same person, one after the other. In some of these photographs, the person's appearance had been altered. For example, the subjects of the photograph might be wearing a hat in only one of the two photographs, or alternatively, the person might change her earrings in the two photographs. On being presented with the second photograph, our participants were first asked whether the person's appearance had changed and, if they said it had, they were then presented with a list of possible changes and asked to select from this list the change that had occurred. We found that our participants could reliably sense when a change had occurred, even when they could not identify or see what had changed. We then repeated this study using images similar to abstract modern art paintings. We found that our participants' sensing ability was due to observers subconsciously monitoring the global properties of the images, such as the total amount of red or green in each image. Our research was the first to show that people can reliably sense changes that they believe that they cannot see, but it also showed that this was due to known sensory mechanisms and was not evidence for a sixth sense.
That was Pierce Howe of the University of Melbourne. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.